And good morning to you, Wanda. Merger talks continue between two of South Florida's three public television stations, WXEL and WPBT. Both stations have audience and revenue challenges, which they hope can be solved jointly. WLRN Miami Herald reporter Rick Stone has details.
WPBT in Miami and Palm Beach County's WXEL each has a little piece of South Florida's public television audience. Both carry the season premiere of Downton Abbey. But what if only one of the stations had fed the show to both audiences? WXEL President Don Sussman says that would have been huge.
The single station that would be carrying it that night would have gone at the fifth largest public broadcasting audience in the country. It's what we believe this merger can achieve.
For several months, the two stations have been secretly discussing a merger that would keep both stations on the air, but with different programs on each. That would keep network shows like Downton Abbey, Nova, and Frontline flowing to the entire audience from one station and save network programming fees for the other.
We could then apply that money to creating new programming.
Sussman says the two stations will test assumptions and scenarios for at least another month before they reach a definite plan to create what they are now calling South Florida PBS. But there's another possible outcome: that one station would scrap the other one and sell its spectrum of broadcast frequencies to a cell phone company. Possible, says Sussman, but not likely.
Our signals reach markets that would be absent PBS service entirely if either one of us were to do anything with the spectrum.
Sussman said the goal of the stations is to keep the spectra of both and use them jointly as effectively as possible. I'm Rick Stone in Miami.
The two stations reach audiences from Miami-Dade County to Palm Beach and the Treasure Coast. Merger and buyout discussions by the two stations have failed at least three times in the last 17 years. The merger would mean South Florida has two, not three, PBS stations. The third station is WLRN Channel 17, which is a joint licensee of WLRN Radio under the Miami-Dade County Public School System. Well, in light of sexual assault scandals that have rocked college campuses nationwide in recent months, some Florida colleges and universities are revising their sexual assault policies. Florida Atlantic University, for example. Sun Sentinel reporter Scott Travis says that FAU has created a program that will train students in what to do if they see someone in danger.
The big thing that FAU is planning on doing is what's called a bystander program, where they're going to be training students in like the residence halls and student organizations.
The bystander intervention program will begin during freshman orientation this fall. A recent federal report estimates that one in five women are sexually assaulted while in college, but only 12% report the incidents to police. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.